Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time. Dig out the truth written between the lines. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for her story number 24 is Donna Gutman. Donna is executive director and founder at Women of the World, a global organization committed to developing strategic relationships that foster economic opportunities, encourage thought leadership, and elevate awareness about the issues of violence against women. She currently serves on the National Board of the National Council of Jewish Women, chairing the Women to Women Empowerment Initiative in Israel. She also is involved in the Professional Women's Club of Chicago and the Enterprising Women Advisory Board. She also is a contributing writer to City Women Chicago and Red in Chicago. To learn more about Donna and her work, you can follow her on Twitter at womenwotw1, or you can visit her organization's website at womenwotw.posterous.com. Donna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
And which woman in history have you chosen to share with us today?
A personal shero, Hannah G. Solomon, a Chicago woman.
Well, please tell us all a little bit about Hannah Solomon.
Hannah was born in 1858, a woman way ahead of her time. She was a superb organizer, emphasizing unity and orchestrating agreements between Jewish, Gentile, and government groups on all levels, local, national, and international. In 1893, Hannah was called to be part of the World's Fair, the Columbian Exposition of 1893, or the Great Fair in 1893 of Chicago, to be part of the Congress of Religion, which had its own tent. Well, just think about this. 1893, she gathers 1,000 women across the country by writing letters because she knows there's a need for social reform, there's a need for community service, and she knows this is the place where things can happen. This is where the whole world is coming in to participate at this great fair. So in 1891, with pen in hand, she started writing prominent Jewish women around the country, and they came. But Hannah found something very interesting when she and her recruits arrived at the fair. They discovered that their participation was not substantive, but consisted of pouring coffee and hostess duties. And so they walked out and they took the matter in their own hands. And so went on to build their own organization, which came to be known as the National Council of Jewish Women. And this movement changed forever the role of Jewish women and the nature of volunteerism. So she went on to do a lot of great things. She was really a game changer for education, philanthropy, collaboration. She had an unceasing energy for civic involvement. She worked, her accomplishments are so many. Her ability to collaborate created such great respect and consequently empowerment for organizations to work together cross religious lines for creating, for one, the first juvenile court to improve the city's laws concerning women. It was a time of great immigration to the United States. So people were coming from everywhere with languages that were so diverse that it was important for her to address this issue, not only the assimilation, but to improve the quality of life for women, children, and families, and ensure their individual rights and freedom, which today is part of the tagline of National Council of Jewish Women almost 120 years later. That's why I chose Hannah.
And how has she inspired you in your own life?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, there's a crossroads that come, you know, it's like the universe is kind of coming together in a very cohesive way for me. I have been a member of National Council of Jewish Women for 20 some years, and I have had the honor of kind of rising a bit and becoming part of the national board, which this is my second triennium. So Hannah is sort of the guideline of a lot of my thinking of what I do. She had such drive. She never stopped. Indefatigable is a word for her. She never, ever stopped in her quest to have to correct and be a reformer. So I moved to the city downtown from the suburbs. And lo and behold, I am two blocks from Temple Sinai. That would be Hannah's temple. And it's sort of like me on the national board, and all of a sudden I'm involved with the empowerment of women, children, and family on not only the basis here in the United States, but in Israel as well. And now I currently am co-chairing the Israel Benefit Luncheon in New York. That would be this coming Tuesday on June 5th. And being involved with the Israel Granting Program along the way, which was part of the Women to Women Empowerment that I was. I stepped aside for that. There's somebody else at the helm of that. So here I am. I'm in Hannah's temple, the one that her father actually founded in 1853 because he believed in Reformed Judaism, which is very inclusive, very inclusive. He moved to make sure that, you know, community service is non-sectarian and it crosses all boundaries. I mean, he was a strong believer in family values, and Hannah absorbed that. She and her 9 siblings all believed in that classic nuclear family, and but they were, most all of them, including the husbands and wives they acquired, became social change advocates. So her footprint is quite large, and I have to say that her companions were so venerable. You talk about Elizabeth Cady Stanton. The list goes on of lots of people that were Susan B. Anthony, not to forget a little voice like that. Carrie Chapman Catt, who was the one who was the chair of a committee on cause and cure of war. We could use a little bit more of that. So she had strong roots that intertwined with so many powerful, passionate, and purposeful women. So that's how I came to believe that Hannah would be a great role model and a woman of valor, a woman who was radical for her time, but her values are so non-radical if you think about them. So that's why I chose Hannah. She was the catalyst for so many great social reform movements.
Do you have a book recommendation that you would like to give?
Oh, I certainly do. I'm so glad you asked me that question. Hannah wrote The Fabric of My Life, The Story of a Social Pioneer. Now, there are some great moments. I mean, it really does get into her family. But I'd like to tell you why she chose that title. And this is from her sister. And this is the quote. It says, "If we could see the whole fabric of our lives spread out, what a wonderful meaning it might show. Many a thread that we thought lost would reappear and form strange patterns of cause and effect. But God holds a spindle, and until he cuts the thread, we go on adding a bit each day." And that's how she got the title. It gives me a chill every time I say that. It is so meaningful that, you know, she could understand the importance of weaving the fabric for all to be part of, because all of us begins with one of us. And so none of us, you know, I always say you can't whistle a symphony alone. It takes an orchestra. So that's what I would recommend. Of course, there's lots of other books, but I want to stay on the Hannah thread here. And she was good enough in her long life to write this book about family, social reform, and all the other parts of a life of a radical woman of her time, yet a classic mom. with three kids. So you can have it all, by the way. Just Shanna tells us we can have it all. And I like that. So that would be why I think that's it's a book to read and admire a woman who began, you know, with a pivotal moment in 1893. And today, 120 years later, we're still doing Hannah's work. You know, she believed in the harmony of the heart rather than the mind. And I think that's what we have with NCJW women all across the country, all 90-some thousand of us.
Well, there you have it for Hannah Solomon. Donna, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few. Her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.